Focus podcast where we get fucked up and we talk about art history.
No hangover this
part. Oh yeah, no, we're trying to get as fucked up as we can.
As fucked
and we have
up.
A special guest, so it's an actual party this time.
But he's not announce getting yourself. Introduced quite yet.
Not quite yet.
A little housekeeping, hey Selena, you always forget about it. Hit him with it. Who am I?
Oh, I'm Selena. Hi. And my co-host is Dante.
Arthur the Aardvark. Mark Brown, salute.
I think you already used that one before, though.
Oh, shit. I'll fix it in post.
Every day when you're walking down the street, everybody that you meet has an original point of view. And I say, hey, hey, what a wonderful kind of day.
Okay. So, like I said, we have a guest today. Who is it?
Hi.
We got...
Come on, you figure it out.
Artist, first
artist,
and foremost.
Yeah, artist.
Spin cyclist.
Either could be interchanged, you never know.
Photographer.
Yeah.
Production guy.
Yeah. Computer dude.
Sasquatch enthusiast.
I collect Sasquatch memorabilia. Yeah.
Patrick. Please welcome to the pod, Patrick Zerr.
Going. My name is Patrick Zerr, and I'm one of the three things he said to six things he said above there.
So, like last time we had a guest, I will not be teaching, and I will be a dummy with Dante. So I'm gonna try to get as fucked up as I can.
I have a feeling you will know a lot about the subject I'm bringing forward. It's not a hidden
vampires.
Subject. It's not vampires. We talked about this in our text. We talked about this in our text. It's not vampires. No.
Follow along on Instagram, right, Selena?
Yes, follow along on Instagram. He's going to be dropping us the images that he's going to be teaching us about.
And we'll just
and
be
you can
dropping them
along.
Right back at you on Instagram.
Yeah, you can follow along on Instagram and you can see what we're seeing.
Look at that. Look at that.
We introduced beautiful. The pod. Clean.
The future is now.
What are we at?
Oh,
3 minutes? That's
I'm
the fastest.
So sweaty already.
That's the fastest we've ever introduced the podcast.
I'm not. I am drinking the whiskey that Dante has provided. So I am.
Oh, yeah. What we are drinking Wild Turkey. Yeah. And as always, I'm drinking Claws. Started drinking Wild Turkey specifically because
you,
I watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
You literally
Rabbit.
Have four Claws lined up on the table right now. You're ready to
I'm
not
a professional.
Go anywhere.
He shotgunned one the other time. That was gross.
No, I feel like
I'm drinking. Coconut Red Bull.
Wow, that's a flavor, huh?
And vodka.
Damn.
This I feel you know, because you guys gave me the light pitch. You gave me the elevator pitch to this podcast, and it's turned into just a drinking event, you know, which is fine. I'm not complaining. It has turned into a drink.
We had to do a lot of work to get people to hang out with us.
Yeah, when I get DM'd about an art history podcast, my ears perk up quite a bit. So, you know.
Yeah, we were like, so they won't hang out with us sober.
They're like, what?
Let's get them drunk.
What niche of culture is lonely enough to answer our DMs? And hang out with us. Art history people.
Yeah. I don't have an answer for that one, no.
Can I turn off the anime? It's distracting.
Yeah, I got you. We have anime playing in the background. At my place.
Is it sexy anime? What's sexy anime called?
Hentai.
Etchy too. Ooh. Well, I really exposed myself on that one.
You start naming like specific.
You take me back to 16-year-old Pat.
Wow.
Whatever the porn star equivalent of a hentai is, you're like, oh, you mean?
Look, I was a lonely 16-year-old. You know, and there was magazines.
As an artist, did you do the thing where you draw boobs and then
no.
look at the boobs you drew?
No, I haven't. But you know, it's actually interesting. I was thinking about this like the other day, like back medieval times, like peasants and whatnot? Do you think they ever just like sketch boobs out or sketch, you know, something out? And
just to jack off, dude.
Just to jack, I mean, they might have. Like, yeah. Can you picture like a peasant drawing some boobs in the mud?
What else is there?
You know, what is your fucking good eye?
Oh, they ain't real good, ain't they? Even if you have like a wife or whatever, or you know, sister, they're pretty fucked up back then.
You know,
that's
you
what
know.
They mean by like when they say like, "Oh, hey," they sketch like, "Oh, hey, Dante was here." It means that you like
you
were there.
You beat it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's something
you marked your territory.
And I'm still here.
Yeah. I mean, something I found quite interesting is that when you know Pompeii, as they were in cover more and more, they find that it was that people were literally writing like, you know, Ramonas is gay and stuff like that. Like, he just hit it and changed. Like,
I thought you were
going to
talk
day.
About the guy who got fossilized.
He was like jacking
off.
Yeah. We don't know about if he really was jacking off or he just was like, ooh, and his hand was by his crotch.
Is that the first? Okay, that's the first one on Instagram. Swipe now for that.
Jack will get you high at night. Take you to your special island.
First one in the
I mean, it's funny because I have seen the picture and it was like, yeah, but it's like, can you imagine if like the like apocalypse apparently is raining down on you and the first thing you do is grab your dick? Like, I think if I was jacking off and a cascade of ash was coming down, I probably would stop. So maybe he was just frozen in
no,
like a position.
I think he wasn't aware. He was just like in the zone beating
that.
It
wasn't
and then
that
it just
crazy.
Came through his like windows and just like,
well, the thing is actually what's interesting about that is, did you know that, so that was Pompeii, right? And Pompeii got like the cascade and the blanket of ash, but there was another town called Herculeum, which it might be Herculeus, but I believe it's Herculeum. Mm-hmm. And they got the other side of the volcano, which shot out a protoplastoblast. Okay, and what that was essentially a giant wave of hot air that was like incredible, because like obviously it doesn't just shoot up,
like
it shoots out.
The fart of the volcano.
It essentially was like a super hot blast of air, and it literally blew up everybody's head in the town instantly.
Why
this is totally true. Totally true. This
but
is
why
totally
just
true.
The head?
Because your head's full of a bunch of like liquid, right? Like the brain's a lot of liquid and stuff. I mean, it blew up their bodies too. It wasn't
okay.
Like just their head. It's not like
I'm like, isn't it all liquid?
Well, no, but it was like they recovered a bunch of bodies and the heads were just gone. So they assumed that it was like this protoplastic blast came out and just destroyed everybody. Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
And let's start the show. Well, should we get straight into it, Celine? I mean, we're getting record numbers on efficiency on this podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Teach.
Oh, so please brief me in just real quick. So I'm the teacher this episode, right? That's what it is. So I brought a subject that's very near and dear to my heart, something that I really, really wanted to talk about, and that is Harlequin romance novel covers. Now, this spans over the course of novels.
I was like,
I just watched you on the webcam go, what?
I almost choked on my vape.
So just so the audience knows, I didn't tell them the subject I'm bringing, so their reaction was quite honest there because I didn't tell them all week. No.
I was locked in. I was like that astronaut who's just like, you know what?
Yeah. So
I'm in here.
So Selena, you guessed the vampires, right? Because what I was saying would be...
Oh, wait. Before we get into that, drop the people a little bit of your art to see where you're kind of... The sick twisted.
I make real. I make real dolls for a living. It's, no, I.
I'm getting the pattern that we get a joke and then the real answer.
No, so basically, my main medium is Photoshop. I work within a lot of digital art with facial distortions. I do a lot of art for any sort of body distortion that I can do, essentially being like glitch artwork or pixel artwork. I've worked for Nike, Adidas, Reebok, all that stuff. And anytime that I can get less of something that signifies a person out of the subject is what I work with.
And why?
You know, it's interesting. If you go to my Instagram, there's about the first six photos are
Can you drop like some pieces? Drop like two.
You know what? We actually do it Hot One style, where if you're sober enough at the end to remember your plug, you get to drop your plug. So
You know what? I'll do. I'll tell you what. If you go to Different Ceilings on Instagram, pretty simple to remember. I did a bunch of old Italian Vogue covers from 1970. I took their faces and I melted them, and that was the last series I did.
Swipe to the next Instagram slide.
Before that, I did an entire shadow series of street photography, where I did a bunch of like incredibly obscuring light on people and whatnot.
Swipe to the next Instagram slide.
Really, like any time that you can take the form of a person and distort the main characteristics, that's what I look for. So that's my type of art.
Are you a fan of Garavaggio?
God, please explain.
He's just a guy we covered who loves obscuring light. Mm. Right, Selena?
Look, he learned.
I learned.
Yeah, you learned.
He learned.
He snuck a plug in before the end of the plug.
We'll get back. But for the subject that I'm bringing today, so I know, right? Drum roll. Dante, please tell me how familiar that you are with the devil.
Depictions of the devil through time.
Well, name.
Oh shit, dude.
Dante.
Exactly. That's honestly a reason why I picked it, because as much as I love religious art history, I have a huge passion for the devil, because as we're going to see today with what I'm bringing, the devil has changed quite a bit over these
years.
You
mean like iconography? So,
iconography. Yeah, we're going to talk about that as we go. I brought six different examples of the devil through art history.
So
and we're
cool.
We're going to start right now, if that's okay with you.
So what's the name of the episode? Devil's...
The devil!
So I'm going to start right now with... The first thing that I'm uploading right now is widely considered the very first depiction of the devil. And so, Dante, will you take a look at this and tell me what you think's going on here and who you think the devil is? This is considered the first depiction of the devil. Widely considered.
Can you name this for me in post-production?
Do you want to know the name of the basilica this is from? And can every Italian listener right now shut off the podcast?
This episode is no Italian listeners.
No Italian listeners.
And as always, no art history degree.
Art history.
So this is a mosaic from the 6th century at the Basilica di Sant'Arago Nuovo. Christ the Redeemer.
Swipe left now on Instagram.
So anyways, Dante, what do you can tell me about this? This is a depiction of the devil. What can you say?
It actually reminds me of just like a very nice nativity scene, if anything.
It kind of does, and that's actually a point to this.
I know the devil was an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Dante Gabriel. Gabriel's my middle name.
Yes.
So I got a little bit of... I got a little bit of both going on.
Yeah, you got a lot of biblical names. Dante, Gabriel.
They hit me with the two angels.
I got Patrick Dunnett. So
isn't that like a baseball guy?
Yeah, it's like an old abuser from the 60s. I don't know. Like,
classic.
Yeah.
This seems deceptively nice. I'm a little on like...
So for anybody that's listening on audio and can't see it right now, basically this is a mosaic in an Italian basilica from the 6th century. And essentially what is going on here is you have three people set up. It's a very medieval type looking style, three people just looking forward. You have Jesus that's in the center, right? Mm. And in the center... Man got a haircut. But this is actually quite interesting. Something I wanted to bring up in this about the history of this is that in the 6th century, the Christian church wasn't quite sure what they were going to do with their iconography. They weren't quite sure what they were going to do with any sort of messaging. Jesus appears multiple times in this basilica, and the fact is that he appears different times. He's got a beard in one, he's different in one, he's different in this. There's no crucifixion. They weren't quite sure what they were going to do with him.
What's a basilica?
A church.
Okay.
a church with a panic room.
I think that's going to get a little in vogue these days.
I'm sure that there is an art historian listening to me literally ripping their hair out right now.
Crashing a car.
Yeah,
right
crashing,
now.
Yeah. But what's interesting about this is there's two people seated to the right and the left of Jesus. Now, to the right is a red angel, which a lot of people interpret as Lucifer, but that's not. That actually is an unnamed angel. A lot of people believe it's Michael. A lot of people believe it's other angels. Now, Lucifer, or Satan, is actually seated to the left of Jesus. Now,
I thought it was going to be one of the
goats. The reason why is there's three goats beneath him. So these are sheep. These are the flock of Jesus. Now, the flock of Jesus, they go with him to the right path. The devil is over here on the left with three goats that are inevitably going to hell or whatnot. Now, what's actually very interesting about this is that the devil is blue tiles. And blue back in the day was a sickly color. It was a color of deception and whatnot. But this is something that was readily available in stones. But as we'll go through this, you'll understand that blue becomes more important as we go on. Just understand that blue is always the color of the devil until about the 1500s.
It just blows my mind the more we do this and get more people involved with it. I'm just like, so people are just walking around interested in knowing this type of art history. As total dummy. I'm like,
no, totally.
IRL dummy, not just for the podcast. Real life dummy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, whoa, Pat, you just like, know this?
Y'all hit up the right person for an art history podcast. So anyways, Dante.
Yeah, every episode, Dante's been like, so you look like actually like art.
I love art. And I do want to say, there's one thing that I do want to make clear as we go through this podcast is that blue will be a redefining theme. A redefine is the perfect word for it, because blue is something the church constantly keeps reinventing. And you'll understand why as we
go
through.
And starting at word six.
Well,
because we've talked about 16. But now we're going...
We're 6th century, bro. We're going back, brother.
As of right now, it's blue and red, but now it's switched where the devil's obviously red.
Yes.
And angels are blue.
Selena, do you know anything about this? I know this is a super deep cut, and as we go through, there's going to be a lot of cuts.
Selena,
that I
when
know
you shake your
about.
Head on a audio medium, it doesn't...
Yes, Selena,
no.
Everyone just heard you shake your head back and forth.
Maybe if you had your hoops on, it would work, but she's hoopless on this episode.
No, I don't know anything about the devil, but Dante knows that I love to collect a bunch of religious art.
Yeah.
I've just never been on the devil side after all. She
has
like a
giant Jesus on a crucifix just leaned against her wall in her house.
Well,
the
one thing that I did just want to make super apparent here as we talk about this was that in the 6th century, the Christian church wasn't quite sure what they wanted to do with iconography. They really weren't. They weren't sure about Jesus. And it's also really important for people to understand that Satan really doesn't appear in the Old Testament. In fact, Satan appears in Revelations, in the book of Revelations.
What about the serpent?
Well, we don't know if that's Satan or not. And guess what? Spoiler alert, guys. We're never going to fucking know if that was really the devil.
You know what? I started this podcast to find that out specifically.
Yeah.
So here I am.
Guys, I hate to break it to you, but we'll never have a definitive answer to if the serpent was the devil.
Okay, I'm going
to
take another shot, guys.
All right, is it shot time?
Yeah.
Are you shotting with us, or are you being a good teacher?
No,
right
I'm
now?
Shotting with you guys. Let's do it.
You got your bread shot
I'll
test.
I'll
okay, cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
All right. So I want to move a little bit further into this, and I want to talk about the next large... So there was depictions of the devil over the next 600 years. However, what I'm about to show you is at the same level as this one was, being at a very important basilica. Because this... Something that I kind of failed to mention in the first place was that this was actually, like, a very important basilica that was, like, considered a pilgrimage spot. So to see the devil there is, like, a big deal. Does that make sense?
Like, because he's not around. Like you said, he's not in the Bible, and people aren't really talking about him, letting alone showing him.
Exactly.
So the fact to put the devil in a church is, seems like...
It was, in a way, but it was also a part of the narrative of the Bible, right? Because the devil before was just a guy who showed up and goes, hey, God ain't that good, you know? But like,
in the 6th century?
Yeah, in the 6th century, they weren't afraid of the devil.
But as time progresses, they're like, oh, he's the bat. He went from Goomba to Bowser, essentially, is what you're telling me.
Well, you're about to see, as I upload this next one here, I want to show you the next big iteration of the devil, okay? So, Dante, I would like you, I've been talking for a bit, I'd love you to describe what you're about to see. Colpo di Macaviado, and this is The Hell.
Swipe to the next Instagram slide.
Yeah, hop in on this with me, Selena, because I feel like a lot of pressure when Pat just is like, Dante, look at this thing.
Look at this. What do you say?
Well, okay, so what's that movie? The Red Dragon?
Yeah, totally.
It's,
do you see?
It looks
do
exactly
you see?
Like that. Yeah.
You know what we're talking
and
about?
And then...
I know what you're talking about.
Just a bunch of, like... creatures eating humans.
This reminds me of that one we were looking on that other episode with Amaris.
You remember who that was?
Oh, man, come on. Hermosa Beach. It rhymes with Hermosa Beach. Do you remember his? Well, you know who he is. What's his name?
Hieronymus Bosch.
Yeah, okay.
So I think,
oh, look at. Can you see it?
Hey.
Oh, you have one?
It's my mouse pad.
That's wow. True art history heads here, ladies and gentlemen.
So what we're looking at right now is the next depiction of the devil where he has grown horns. He literally has goat ears with serpents coming out. There's a bunch of naked people, which is also very important here. So a lot of these depictions have naked people.
This is in a church.
This is in a
and one of the
church.
First times.
And by the way, there are multiple iterations of this. This is like a lot of times back in the day, like somebody would paint, especially with religious iconography, somebody would paint something and people would be like, well, I could do that in my church.
It's the same
and
guy from
like,
earlier.
Yeah, it's the same. Just so everyone knows in the podcast, if I do a voice of history, it's a Cockney guy from 1864. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I think you mean it's the same guy.
The
doing
same
like
guy.
Quantum leap shit.
He's quantum leaping from place to place.
Or Forrest Gump, whatever you subscribe to.
I can't do any accent except a Cockney guy from 1864.
Oh, we got a devil here.
It's sort of like me daughter. Oh, my ex-wife.
So, Selena.
Where's this one at?
So, this one right here, let me pull up my notes.
Let me pull up my notes.
So this one right here is this was 600 years later, and this is when the church basically Missy Elliott it. They flipped it and reversed it. Okay, so the church came in and they decided that they were like, listen, the devil's fucking bad. Like y'all stop going. But this is also very important with our history. It was where the church started flipping the devil into a scary thing, because the first time you see the devil, it's just like that. Jesus like separated people in the book of Revelations, like one went to the right to heaven, one went to left, and there's just a dude hanging out. But then the church got some really good cocaine and they were like, fuck it, we're throttling it up. And that was essentially what happened with them.
What century are we in right now?
We are in 1225 to 1275. So we're trying
like
to figure that
fucking
out.
Fucking Mr. Sherman
and this is still in Italy?
This is still in Italy. Yes, this is. And then here we can see it's fucking eating people. You know what I mean? That's literally my note says it's fucking eating people.
That's in the script.
But it's also really important to say that the devil is still blue here. I mean, this is a mosaic still. These are stones that they can mine and stones that they can do something with. And as we'll see as time goes on, there's going to be a gap. And there's going to be something that I can't show you, but I can talk about as we talk about the color blue as we go along. But right now, these are stones. So the devil is this sickly, unearthly creature that literally has, if you're looking at the photo right now on Instagram, has a half-eaten naked dude hanging out his mouth. I don't even eat chicken wings that way. You know?
I mean, I've eaten a chicken wing this way.
Definitely.
What do you think about it, Dante? Tell me what you feel about this, because I'm supposed to teach you and I'm over here.
Well, it feels like Mayan, like prediction, like 2000, like where they're like, oh, look at this. See, the Mayans did this and there's a naked guy eating this thing. And that seems like.
But look at the imagery. You have this crazy, like, mountain of dead people. You have these serpents coming out.
Hey, say what you will about the devil. My man's ripped.
He's got the abs. I will tell you that.
It's just funny that they're like, this is a bad dude, but whoever's making this is like, but come on, let's give him a little. He's a baddie. He's a bad guy, but he's also a baddie.
He's a bad looking dude.
Well, actually, there was a I didn't have enough time to get it in here, but there's a story which I know if somebody who knows a lot more about our history,
they're not listening. I know they're not allowed to. I'm telling you,
there is a pretty famous story in history where the church commissioned a sculptor to make a sculpture of Lucifer, but they didn't like it because it was like too sexy. It was like basically he was like ripped and stuff. No, it gets better. So they basically said, fuck you, like we're not doing this anymore. So they basically got rid of it, and then they commissioned his brother, who's also a sculptor, and he made a sexier version of it. This is totally true. Maybe a bonus material. I'll look that up for you guys, but this is a true thing. And it's funny because he is way sexy. He has like longer hair. He kind of looks like Keanu Reeves if he had the Rock's body and stuff. Okay. Like that.
Why the that's got to be some like sort of like forbidden fruit sort of thing where like this guy's bad, but my idea of him is pretty.
Well, the whole point was that the devil was always supposed to be tempting. He was supposed to be, in a way, like a
tempting. He's a
like,
baddie.
He's supposed to be a baddie. As fucked up as it sounds, all this stuff, like the abs and all that, it sounds weird, but it's like back in the day, like people, like any sort, as we'll get into, you guys have mentioned a couple artists actually that I will be getting into through this, but they make the devil look tempting. Like, it's almost like that forbidden fruit thing you're saying.
Yeah.
Right? Like, come on, come fuck me.
Where does the thing in the – if you say the devil's not really in the Bible, I thought there was a thing in the Bible where it's like the devil's body was made of instruments. Is that not from the Bible, or is that like a totally different thing?
I'm not sure. Selena, are you familiar with that?
Mm-mm. The devil's body is an instrument?
Well, what was interesting, there was actually an art piece that I wanted to bring into this, and it was where the devil is an amalgamation of different parts. And I wonder if that's from that.
Yeah.
Because he's like in this one.
Because I learned in church. I grew up in church. Did you grow up in church?
I did.
And so I grew up in church where they were always like, the body's devil's made of instruments. And that was the tempting thing, that he's this like Pied Piper of like, like his arm's a trumpet and then his torso's a drum and like all this crazy
stuff. I mean,
stuff.
He's kind of fun, you know? at the end of the day, it's like Jesus is like, yo, don't jack off. And the devil's like, come suck it, brother. And I'm like, whoa.
Well, that's the thing that my theos would always talk about, and getting drunk at like barbecues, that always be like, they're like, he's like, oh, those Satanists, they think you go to hell and you're like, have like hookers and smoke cigars and you drink all this stuff. And then, but then like the way they described it seemed like they were into it. I'm like, wait, are you turning me off from it? Because you're pitching me hard right now.
What's up, dude? Like,
I have a question about the sexy devil thing. Like, I know historically, like homosexual repression was kind of like a new thing as terms of the epic timeline of history.
Yeah.
So it was just like, were people just like openly gay being into the devil and being like, well, not into the devil, but like, here's how I depict a tempting figure is a sexy male body.
Yeah. I mean, I would say what I do know of that was that homosexuality was like way different back in the day. Like, it was, if you look at like Greek times where there are catamites, like male sex slaves and whatnot, or you look at, or any of like, if you go into actually like the 13th to 17th century, where you have witch covens going on, where one of the big things in witch coven is for the people to kiss the male witch's butthole.
That is not where I thought.
I have a book. I read about it.
That's not where I thought that sentence.
Yeah, that sentence makes sense. You know what's funny is I was trying in my head, I was trying so hard how to figure out, could this be the clip, by the way, for the podcast?
Yeah, this is the audiogram
so
right here.
When I was thinking about how to say that, I wasn't quite sure how to say that in a scholarly way. But literally,
but you did it in such a smart, like, yes, reveal to me. Like, they kiss. I'm like, sure. They kiss the guy on the what?
I mean, Selena, what do you think about, like,
kissing a guy on the butthole?
No, I mean more like about how homosexuality was dealt with the church, because it was so hush-hush. But it was also very different. It wasn't just two guys, like, hanging out on Tumblr. It was, you know, it was like way different back in the day, you know?
I just imagine what the cave paintings or what the Pompeii etchings of Tumblr would have been back in those days.
Yeah, Pompeii. Yeah.
Selena, what do you think?
About that? About homosexuality?
Just through, like, time and how just these artists obviously have these, like, homosexual tendencies. And now, and then, like, in our recent history, it's such a, like, repression, and now it's such a celebration. But then if you go, it's just, like, a certain thing where it's just, like, you learn in school where it's just, like, oh, homosexuality was always repressed. But then when you go further back in history, it's, like, oh, no, it was, like, lay of the land, typical stuff.
Yeah.
But do you really think people were more repressed way back then, or was there more freedom way back then?
No, I think they were more repressed back then. And I think it had to do with themselves too. Like, I think there was more denial back then.
Because the church loomed so large in culture.
Yeah, definitely.
You could straight up get killed for not going along with the church.
Oh, yeah. Aubrey Beardsley was definitely hiding out as, like, rumored to be hiding out as a gay man.
And he got in trouble for being friends with the gay dude.
Yeah, what was the name of the guy who got in trouble?
Oscar Wilde.
Oh, yeah, he was
friends. Oscar Wilde was not a homosexual. This is revisionist.
Yes,
I'm joking with you.
I'm like,
fake
what?
News.
I'm joking.
The most famous gay guy? The guy who said...
Are you kidding me? Oscar Wilde.
Are you telling me the guy who said, these blinds go or I got to, as his last words? Was a fancy man?
So I want. So sorry. I am aware Oscar Wilde is homosexual. Just clarify for the podcast.
Patrick's legitimately worried. The Oscar Wilde heads are gonna come.
Dude, I mean, the Oscar Wilde Tumblr people come at me in like 2 seconds.
How big of a Tumblr is in your life that you keep?
It's not. It's really. You know what's funny is it's not at all. But I brought it up twice today.
In one breath, actually.
I know, right? So you guys ready to move to my midway point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just wrapping my brain around that the episode title for this will literally just be The Devil.
Yeah, The Devil.
Satan,
I mean,
Satan,
it's
Satan.
Funny. I wanted to test you guys. She said vampires earlier, and I go, oh, that's pretty close.
That's like when she was going to do Goya, and she thought that I guessed Goya. It just becomes part of that, like, Jungian thing.
Well, you guys
thing.
You guys have actually guessed two of the artists that I haven't talked about yet. But there's still one more. There's two more that you don't know. So I want to talk about this next one. And this is, as I upload it right now, is a German, so it's very serious. That's all German things are.
Yeah, because none of these have been serious at all. These have been
way serious.
A laugh.
A devil eating people, but this is like a big one. So this is something I want to talk about right now. I want you to look at it, Dante, before I
actually want you to name it before we talk about it.
Oh man, I gotta hit the German here. All right, this is Albrecht Dürer's Night,
that's what
Death,
I was gonna say.
And the Devil. So you know this one. It's a very famous one.
Swipe to the next Instagram slide.
Night Menschen brennen. Ramsen.
Wait, you recognized him by just...
No, I don't know the painting, but I recognize his style.
It is very famous. In fact,
this
actually,
is two art heads at work in their craft right
Well,
now.
Actually, Selena probably either recognizes from this painting or a couple of things. The outline of the horse and the soldier and the knight are very commonly used. This was like the archetype for so many paintings of like a soldier because, you know, they had to like learn from somewhere, right? They had to sketch from somewhere. It's just a bunch of fucking sketchers is all it is.
Hey, I know about the shoes, but the people who do it, I don't know about that.
So if you're just listening, this is an
yeah, if you're just tuning in.
If you're just tuning in.
If you're starting a podcast in the middle, like a complete psycho.
So if you're tuning in, this is a wood engraving of a knight in full armor, and he's heading through kind of like a tight pass on his horse, and he has two people next to him. Now he has a man right to his right that has basically got serpents and a bunch of bullshit on his head, which is like a crop. And he's dying. Now that's death. He's on a pale horse. Now I want to point out to you, Doctor. Sorry.
Pat is. I'm sitting next to Pat IRL. I don't know if we mentioned that. Me and Pat are together right now.
I had two hiccups
in the biblical sense. Together.
So Dante, I want you to.
Pat is puke. There's puke on the side of his
puke
mouth.
On the side of my mouth.
Selena, what do you know about this guy before Pat hops in here?
Just that he was German and, yeah, that he just did a bunch of wood engravings like this. But, like, his wood engravings are super, super detailed.
This is a wood engraving?
So like a,
I'm doing an engraving
Well, back in the day, you had to wait for your cabbage to turn to sauerkraut and then to have five kids. Like, you had nothing else going on back in the day.
Selena, you should open this really big so we can zoom in on it with us.
Okay.
And we're going in on the guy's face, who's given... hardcore fuck me eyes too.
Right. So this is death. This is actually death right here. It is it's basically like a disintegrating corpse with a fucking hourglass, which is like, we get it, bro. We get the symbolism, you know? Like
a little on the nose there, death.
But I want to show you actually the devil here. And are you ready to see what the devil looks like?
Oh god, I'm scared. There he is.
He looks like a fucking idiot.
Black Phillip?
He looks...
You're talking shit about
so the devil. The devil's got, like, these weird horns. He's got one coming out the back of his head. He's, like, cross-eyed. He's got a pig's head. He's actually kind of like...
If me and Selena's abuelas were fucking producing this podcast, they would be not happy with us right now.
Why?
Hardcore kukui, as we call it, in, like...
What are you talking about? They're, like, the stupid devil people? Like, what are
just
you
Just even... talking about just making fun of the devil and,
oh my god,
right, Selena?
Yeah,
we're not like the way we grew up,
cross a line with this subject.
No we don't care, but no. I'm just saying, no. Just like, it's just funny that like well, Selena's like big time Mexican. I'm like Selena's
little time Mexican.
Yeah. Selena's capital M Mexican, and I'm like, all
so is this a bad subject to bring up?
No, this is a great
subject. It's funny because, so yeah, let me just say like how Mexican I am. So I got the Santa Muerte tattooed on me, which is basically the female devil in Mexican culture.
And we're going to drop that in the Instagram right here.
Drop it in the Instagram right now.
Yeah, before I got it tattooed, it's a huge thing in Mexican culture. And I was like, hey, mom, so what do you know about this, La Santa Muerte? And she just went fucking off. And I was like, fuck, like, I just got this tattooed on my leg. And you're never going to be able to see my leg ever, ever, ever. I actually have a lot of, like...
Can you drop that satanic? For Pat? Just the whatever?
Yeah, I have, like, a lot of satanic stuff. Tattooed.
See?
So.
Yes, in Spanish.
See.
My mom hasn't seen my arms or my legs. My arms or my legs in like 6 years because of this.
She wears just like
long sleeve t-shirts.
Angora like shawls whenever she in the middle of
Arizona
summer.
Yeah, one time I
went
swimming with my mom in a long sleeve t-shirt.
Which is acceptable in Mexican culture.
Yeah.
If you don't go swimming in a t-shirt at the like at the Mexican public pool, people are like, hey, que si.
Like, oh, look at that slut.
Mijo. Why are you...
oh my god, they sell that at Walmart.
Isn't this like a drug dealer thing?
So drug dealers did take it, yeah. But my thing was like, I'm going to reclaim that from drug dealers.
Like
because
Proud Boys took okay.
Yeah, for me it's like
I know
it,
I'm so confused.
I still do it. Fuck it. I'm just like, is everyone okay?
I saw that where they're like, I saw like on Reddit or something where it's like this Proud Boy guy gives another Proud Boy cop the symbol, and I'm like, they took that.
I could go on a tangent here for a hot second, but this is an art history podcast.
I know. I'm only.
They took Hawaiian shirts.
Who did?
They didn't take it. They just wore them. Fuck up. I'll wear Hawaiian shirts.
No.
They're
Hawaiian.
Them.
Hawaiian shirts belong to the Trader Joe employees.
Yes, exactly.
They can have them. All right. No
and,
one.
And some dads that are either a Cabo or a Wabo. So, anyways, back to this wood grave. can we return to this? Is everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all left.
So this soldier is like
now.
Definitely not being distracted. He's like definitely not tempted at all.
Is
right?
death
He's
giving him
gaze.
Fuck me eyes?
And actually, yeah, I mean, honestly,
to seduce him,
yeah.
Or is he actually really like?
Well, you're both actually raised the points that I want to talk about. Is yeah, death is staring into him, not necessarily fuck me eyes. But, like, death is, like, staring into him, and he's got the devil right behind him. And you're right, actually, Selena, that the big point of this wood engraving was the church decided after, I don't know, fucking hundreds of years of making people afraid they're going to be eaten by the devil, they should show them that you can, like, be strong, right? Like, this, in my opinion... This is like one of the very like first big depictions of propaganda. This is a soldier of God marching past the fucking fuck me eyes death with a goddamn like hourglass.
Pat,
you know,
yeah, it's like a snake around his fucking crown too, right?
Yeah, and he's just like, it's almost like when you go through a haunted house but you don't want your friends to know you're scared. You know what I mean? And some guy's like, I'm death, motherfucker! And then you're like, no, you know. But actually, if you look closely, if you zoom in on the actual, soldier, he's kind of got a little smirk to him. He's like, nope, nothing can help me. I'm going to make America great again. You know what I mean? Like,
we really opened a door with you. That little tangent.
But you get what I'm saying. It's where it's very, very propaganda-ish. Is that we don't think about it because there's not a political flag here.
Well, Pat,
there's...
we don't want to lose any of those listeners. So could we?
It's not about that, but I'm saying, like, if you look at it, it's very
now
much...
I have to do the thing where I'm joking.
Yeah, I know you are. I wasn't worried about that. But it's definitely very much a propaganda thing where it's like, listen, this soldier is marching to God, so nothing, not even the devil, can stop him. And I think that's very interesting.
Or death. Because, as we know, devil's behind him.
Yeah, or the fucking...
And he said, get behind me, Satan.
And, yes.
And is that where it came from? Is that why
Jesus
the white stripes...
Jesus, take the wheel, devil, get in the trunk. So,
and Pat is bending over, showing me his... Oh, my God. Tramp stamp that has that.
It's just fucking... Shoot here, daddy.
It's hard to read betwixt all the hair, but I'm making it out.
All right, so
it's in like cool guy graffiti font.
Yeah, it's weird. Let's move to the next one now. Selena, you mentioned this artist before, so if you would like to talk about it, feel free. But I have a zoomed in. Actually, I'm going to upload two photos.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah, this is the one we talked about.
Hermosa Beach himself.
This is a super, super important one. And it's actually important because...
And a nice teaser for the next episode where we actually talk about this guy.
Yeah, I mean, Hieronymus Bosch was a little weird. Hrons Bosch was basically the anime kid in the back of the class, and he had it. So something I want to say about this one: this is the Garden of Earthly Delights.
Swipe to the next Instagram slide.
Selena, do you want to talk about it or anything?
I can't remember the exact dates, but something like 1500s.
But just talk about what you know about it, because I know for a fact you know a lot about it. Well, enough.
So, God is presenting Eve to Adam, and instead of, it's not so much like the story, oh, like take this apple, it's more like take this lady in marriage, and then they go on and do a bunch of freaky shit, and then they end up in hell.
And I can flex a little bit here, Patrick.
Go for it, yeah.
This is called a triptych.
I want to shake your hand right now, because I legitimately had to look up today what it was called. Now, honestly, I am not the authority on this subject, but they both are raising the points that I wanted to bring up that were, it is a story. It's read as a triptych. You have left to right. If you look at this entire thing, it is basically a panel that's open. On the very left, you have the world with two people. Then you have everybody in the Costco line. And then you straight up have hell after that.
Walmart. And
what's interesting about this was Hieronymus Bosch was a very interesting painter, because as you guys go into your next subject, a lot of people are not quite sure exactly what he's trying to say. He's very mysterious. There's no like definitive.
Mm-hmm. We learned that. I mean,
It's definitely like he's doing his own thing. I mean, honestly, if an oil painter was at like a drug festival, that's probably what it would be. You know what I mean?
Well, what was the drug you were saying that it speculated he was on, Selena?
Ooh, interesting.
Ergot.
And can you talk more about that? So, to inform
Patrick.
So, it was
an ingredient that was like commonly found in bread. It was
tarragon?
I can't say if it was like a bacteria or something, but it would stick to the grain.
It's like bread
grain.
Kombucha.
Yeah, it was like bread kombucha, and they would just like trip the fuck out on this.
Are you telling me somebody who painted this tripped out
on bread?
So what? It's a fungal disease of rye.
And we're drinking rye.
Hit me up.
A word from our sponsor, Wild Turkey. You've seen it in the film Roger Rabbit. And we're drinking it today. And
so
if this podcast is anything,
so much of it,
it'll get you drunk.
If you eat so much of it, you get ergot poisoning, and then you trip the fuck out.
Damn, we're pouring this whiskey like wine over here.
I'm fine with that.
It's a psychoactive drug. So that's what they say, like, attributed to his fucking... Yeah, because, like you were saying, that he never, ever, like... No one knows anything about him. He never said, this is why I'm making this. Like,
yeah.
Still, like, people don't know if he was actually religious or he was just doing this for, like, shits and giggles. But, yeah, there was definitely something, like, going on in his head. And I would love to really know.
And what I like about this guy is that there's people like Goya who were, like, hired painters. What did Goya do? He painted for the church or something? Or royalty?
For the royal.
Yeah, he was a hired painter for royalty and then went like fucking white
insane
album status and then did his own thing.
You know, the end, that was like a thing. You know, if you were talented enough to be a royal painter, you could collect that cash and then you could like literally go out and, you know, you do Yeezus after that.
And that's what we've learned about a lot of the artists, except this guy is the like exception that makes the rule,
I guess. You know what I've always said? Because I've seen one Hieronymus Bosch in person.
Ooh.
Right? I was in England. I've seen one, which is a big deal because he's like one of my favorite painters because it's just so weird. But I've always thought of his paintings as...
Were you offended I didn't remember his name after doing a podcast about
him? No.
Okay.
No, not at all. No, I'm not. I am your friend. I am not an asshole.
Pat's hand is on my knee right now.
One of the things that I always thought about Hieronymus Bosch is his paintings are like when a four-year-old describes anything to you. They're like, and then there was a seal, and then the seal's butt was open, and then there was like four people in the butt, and then there was like a bird.
Okay, so there's this girl, she moves to San Francisco, and she has all these feelings in her head, but the feelings are actually all these like little things, and like the girl from Parks and Rec is actually one of the voices, but here's the thing, I forgot. So there's a broccoli pizza.
No, but this was the way that this painting is supposed to be read, as you know, because you call it a triptych, and I understand Selena knows, but just for the listeners, is that it's supposed to be read right to left. And if you look at it, if you take a step back, it's definitely on the very left, everything's pretty good. Like there's pretty much God and a couple people, and then everything's fine, and then things get cluttered, and then things go down into right here where I expand on this one.
Now, swipe to the next Instagram slide.
Is this part of the same one?
Well, this is. This is actually a depiction. Now, what I'm zooming in right now is on the very right triptych, and it's the bottom right corner. And this is Hieronymus Bosch's depiction of the devil.
You went a little Dragon Ball Z with that.
Did I?
Hieronymus Bosch.
Hieronymus Bosch. It's funny. I need to blow up my nose right now. I'm trying not to.
You need to Bosch your nose. Go. Why don't you go? I'm going to grab your cans. You go blow your nose. Why not bring the whole Kleenex over here?
Thanks, God.
All right, Selena. What's interesting, Selena, is we've looked at this before. Well, but not this part specifically. And that's what's so cool about this guy. You can zoom in at any fucking part of this. And it's just completely...
And find so much.
Other fucking experience.
Yeah, so, like, a thing for me was, like, okay, so when we talked about this in art history was, like, so he never really said, or there's no documented, like, narrative of his life. You just don't know what he was feeling. So you don't know if he was actually religious, because if you think about it, like, this middle scene looked so fucking fantastic. So at a point, like, you have to ask yourself, is this worth for what comes after? Like, for me, the middle one is, like, pure freedom. And, like, why hold yourself back? Is it because you're afraid of what's coming after, if that does come after? You know, because if he was so religious, like, why would he paint, like, this is, like, magical, you know? Like, everyone is just so free. And I don't even see them, like, it's not anything, like, super, like, fucking naughty. You know?
Oh,
like,
there's
no,
the guy,
like,
in the drum. The guy in the drums in this that we were talking about last time.
Oh, really? No, that was another one.
But there's another guy in
a
drum.
That is the one.
This is a different one. He loves a man in a drum.
Yeah, so, I mean, for me, it just makes me think, like, would the middle one be enough for me to give up, like, for what's coming after?
Well, for me, being as hedonistic as I am, I'm just like, I feel like I could look at the middle one and be like, fuck it, it's worth it, dude. If I get to have this much freedom, give me hell. Bring on the butt arrow, as I remember from that episode.
And then you have those memories.
Put me in the drum. Put me in the drum, daddy. This is claw number 3 right here. All right, Pat is coming back.
All right, we're back.
Puke all in the beer.
Yeah, puke all in the beer. I puked so much. All right. Are you guys ready for the next one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Next one's actually very interesting because this was something I dug up. And this is, as I upload it right here. You ready for this? This is Thomas Stothard. This is 1790. This is Satan summoning his legions.
Swipe to the next Instagram slide.
There's something going on here. As we move past all of this stuff, where we see the humanization of the devil, we see him become more of a man, which if you go into the scripture, if you go into any of this rhetoric about the devil, he still was just a dissenting, like, angel who was, like, against God. He's not necessarily somebody who had horns or had this or whatnot. Never described that way, except for our next piece, where he is described very, very, very specifically. But this is something that I wanted to show before we go into that. And this is Satan summoning his minions. Now, what we see in this is we see a man, which is very interesting because we've always seen an entity.
He literally looks like a superhero. Like, he looks like Superman.
Exactly. Because he looks strong. He looks, I mean, if you look at his feet here, something I'm always drawn to in this painting.
Oh, interesting.
If you look at his feet.
Drawn to the feet, Selena, we all know about that one, huh?
If Satan's got an OnlyFans, then hit me up. Just so everyone who listens to the podcast know, I am not in the feet. Like, I'll take anything, but, like, just, I'm not going down the feet route. Don't take it out.
And then anyone knows I am not in, like, I'm always trying to keep at bay the feet people from coming into the podcast. Because Selena wants to talk about her feet a lot.
Wow, Selena.
That's not even true. What the fuck are you talking about?
My man, I edit the episodes. This happened 3 times organically.
So something I do want to say is that if you're looking at this painting right now, it shows a very, like, heroic, in a way. It shows a very, like, masculine, a very, like... Like, if you look... There's a couple things here. If you look at the bar... Like, the spear that he's holding, it's bent. Almost like it's pinned down, but he's so strong he's holding against it. He has his hand up where, hey, let's just say this right now. You go a little bit up, it's problematic. That's all I have to say. Like, keep it here, but, like, a little bit up is a little problematic. But what I do want to show with this one is that he is very human here. He's very, like, angels were supposed to be, like, the father of humans. Supposed to be, like, what we're modeling.
Here's what's super interesting to me. We're in 1790, you said. Yeah. We're still dealing with, like, focal points here.
Yes.
Here's what I think is super interesting. This is 1790. We're, like, lenses and focal points and shit. There is still, like, a foreground and there's, like, depth of field in this picture. I can't wrap my brain around that, Pat.
Well, it's not like depth of field happened once we figured out the camera. Like, people.
I went to film school and it broke my brain. You have to put it back together for me, Pat.
What I would say is that this is during the Romanticism period. Like, this is something where everything was, like, so romanticized. Everything was, it was so flowery. And of course, if you make the devil something, you want to make him heroic.
Literally the focal point.
Literally the focal point.
Because there's
multiple focal points.
Were they just so smart back then that they could put the subject in focus and, like, everything else, like...
Yes, because they didn't have Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah, they didn't have anything else. They had to try to...
I don't like thinking about that.
Because they were just like, oh, I'm going to fucking paint this down.
No. Have them come out for real. Yeah. Come on, bring them...
Right, mate.
what? No. Tell me what he said, Pat.
He said, listen, if I'm going to paint the devil, I'm going to paint it sort of how I want to paint it. And it's easy as pie.
No. Wait. That is not the same guy. That was like, all right, I'll drive the devil around because I'm the transporter. You went full Jason Statham.
No, I went straight up. I went straight up like a fucking Sherlock Holmes, like, goblin. One thing I do want to say is that here we see the devil depicted, romanticized as, like, a man. But if you look beyond him, you see fucking gremlins and demons out there that he's commanding. Like, yes, he's heroic looking. His fucking armor is painted to him. He's like Iron Man in the Mark IV suit. But, like, you know,
he's... Nerd!
But he's heroic. And if you go anywhere beyond that, which I find fascinating, is that...
Can we stay on the superhero thing for a second?
Sure.
This is going to be blasphemy.
Do it. Get closer to the mic.
This is way more Zack Snyder's Watchmen than any Marvel movie. Like,
totally. Absolutely. I agree with that.
And I think if, like, I tried, dude. I seriously tried. Like, my big quarantine thing was, like, I got Disney+.
Is this a comic book podcast now?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely. And we should also say, any comic book, actually, comic book fans, they're cool. They actually get a full pass from me. But the people who are like, just like the movies, come on, man. It's like going to church on Sunday. It's just like, do you even like it, or is this just like this obligation you have to fulfill? Oh, the new Marvel movie's out. We gotta go.
Are you 72 years old right now?
I am 72 years old. Thank you for asking. I would just be really interested if these superhero movies dived into more of like what this painting is doing, of just like talking about like these like devilish or godly figures being like, you know, like, you know, like, yeah. I feel like you know what I'm saying.
I do.
But you
I
could say it better than I could.
you're putting.
So you should. So go. Say
you're putting your responsibility on.
But you know what I'm saying? This picture is doing in terms of like superhero shit is more outstanding than what any of the fucking superhero movies, except Spider-Man 2, have done for me.
I would argue, and Selena, I'm very curious your opinion on this, is that it's easy in a painting to hero size. I made that word up.
#hero size
to make somebody like heroic, because if you look at this painting specifically, you have this giant bright green swath right behind his head, right? Like he is framed, like his chest is framed, his abs are framed, like his arms are framed, like he is the strongest person here. Whereas a movie, you have a moving frame, so that is a difficult.
Yeah, but who is Zack Snyder if not like the king of framing every shot?
This is not a Zack Snyder podcast.
Wait, what the fuck? All right, Selena, you want to do this shot or what? I've been holding it in my hand.
Oh yeah, you guys.
Yeah. You ready? Okay. Cheers.
Cheers. Woo!
Big shout out to you guys. So anyways, I guess we'll move past that.
No, wait, are we done talking about this?
Well, I think so. Okay, you ready? I need you to close your eyes, Dante. All
right.
Selena, are you ready for this one?
Yeah. Ooh. I always forget who does this.
So this is...
Oh, no! It's William Blake.
This is William Blake. But Dante, I want to read you
before
you open your eyes.
Oh, fuck.
So this entire painting, which is probably the most famous painting of the devil, is based off one single line from Revelations chapter 12, verse 3-4. So I'm going to read that to you, and then you're going to open your eyes and you're going to see it. Does that make sense?
Copy that.
And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his head, and a tail drew the third part from the star heaven and did cast them to the earth. There you go, buddy.
Oh, the red dragon again. That's why he gave me
got me again with the old red dragon, Pat.
That's why you gave me a little bit of sass when you're like, I was like, have you heard of the red dragon? And you're like, yeah, I've heard about it. When you said it was the most famous depiction of the devil, I thought it was going to be like the Betty Boop and like little stinker with the pitchfork.
I would say that this is
I wouldn't say that this is like the most.
We're all hating on Pat so
well, hate on me. That's totally fine. I'm here for it. I would argue that this is a very famous depiction of the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not the most famous. I get it. But I say that this is a very, very famous. And what's actually really interesting about this was that William Blake did over 100 illustrations of the Bible. That's what this whole series is from. He did multiple ones. This one's called The Red Dragon of the
Woman. Who asked him to do that?
I don't know. Some fucking dude.
It wasn't like for a Bible?
I don't know. It was fucking William Pence. Like, time traveled. And figured it out. You know?
Why? Okay. Is there just like... Is there a cool Bible out there with all of these like Bible
paintings?
Yeah, my friend,
come to my youth group on Tuesdays and you'll see the cool Bible. Dana's been eating on the can the whole night. What are you eating? Is it cucumbers?
And pickles. I always
you know what? Listen, hold on. I'm not even going to hate. Respect. Like, I'm a pickle man. So we're fine.
Slee was eating a full pickle last. Just, I watched her eat pickle from tip to tail last.
I respect that. I'm not even. There's literally no joke there. I respect pickle eaters. So pickle eaters got to stay together.
Pickle eaters, you're welcome. And the pod.
All right. So they're pickles. That's what we decided.
Yeah, they're spicy pickles. And then I'm eating sour worms.
I thought you were eating. Oh, man. You know
but what? But you know what's cute? Look at this. Look at this, though. So it's a worm, right?
I know, yeah.
I mean, you bite it. And now it's a leaf. Right?
Can I tell you something? I love both the things you're eating, like, a lot. Like, I love pickles and I love worms, but I would never put them together.
Never together?
No, I love both. I love everything you're eating, but I cannot do those. Are you, what is wrong with you?
Oh, I'm eating something else, too. Cracklings.
Again, I love that, too. Why are you doing all these things together?
Yeah.
You're like the third day of a festival where you're like, we were smoking Molly and acid over there. I don't fucking know.
Wait, what's she doing over there?
She's eating sour gummy worms.
Okay.
Pickles, spicy pickles. Okay. And fucking pork rinds. Which I love all three of those things. I just, what's going on with you right now?
If she was a woman, dude, I'm drunk. She would definitely. Those would be the signs that she was, like, possessed or something.
All right. Let's put these back in. I don't know where we stopped before that. I'm sure you'll edit everything.
And I don't want to do too much, like, signaling towards the future. This might be our least edited podcast.
Is that good or bad?
It's great.
I think so.
Hey!
Dude, yeah, I'd say you're doing so good at this.
You're doing so
good. I, like,
good
picked up some tips. I was like, I'm going to steal that. I'm going to steal that.
All right.
Selena, let's do a shot. Let's wreck the podcast, Selena. Patrick's doing so good.
This
let's blow
it. This is my last shot of the night.
Yeah,
like
I mean.
So that concludes Pat's Devil Spaghetti.
No way. I'm not getting
No,
more.
That's not it.
Don't you want some of that cold, wait, who's our sponsor? Firefly Flashlight Money.
What the fuck are you plugging?
Right we now? Literally have a sponsor.
You guys, I don't think that this podcast should be brought to you by anything. But what I do want to tell you guys is that Stamps.com is a way to operate your own business at home.
I mean, honestly, we wouldn't be a podcast if we're.
How do you get my laptop away from you?
If it's not stamps.com or Audible. Those
it's
are
Audible.
The two.
It's Audible.
You can take all of the machines away from me.
Anywho.
Yeah, I want to vol you up for a spike right here. No. Sixth century.
Yes.
Angel is red. Devil is blue. But today, completely different story.
No, that was the story.
I volleyed you up. Is there any kind of thought process of why it would be that way? Like, why is the devil... Like, when I think of the devil, I think of, like, a Betty Boop cartoon where he's like, ting, 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 I got a pitchfork and a little butt.
Well, that was actually, like, to be real serious here, I know I've been joking, but something that I do want to elaborate on here is that the devil, as we know him now, like, when we sit in 2020 and we talk about, like, art history and we know everything that came before us, the devil has definitely been somebody that is to be feared. But that was on purpose. And that was why, as I showed you the different things that I did, was that the church basically took scripture, and the devil was just somebody hanging out. It was just a person that sat next to Jesus. It wasn't anything nefarious, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, Lucifer was really just somebody who was cast out of hell because he didn't like what God did. He wasn't this terrible creature that people have made him to be. So really what I was trying to prove through this podcast is we go through it and I show you the last one that is William Blake and this crazy red dragon thing that is evil and there's weird muscles on the back, which is insane because we're not used to that, right? The devil basically got his horns through fear. And as we go through a guy standing next to somebody to this incredible, fantastic painting.
Full on. Honestly, what you did was just like expand through artists through the span of centuries of art was make the devil. You didn't make the devil. You discovered that the devil was this small, like, factor of the frame of, like...
That became the focus.
That became, like, not only the focus, as we saw in that one picture where he was the focus, but just, like, encompassing the frame. And it just, like, there was a certain obsession of the devil that, like, maybe through centuries of art happened, but here we start at the 6th century where he was just one of three dudes.
Yeah.
Chilling, vibing, just as we all do.
Well, that was the devil became a whip. And what I mean by that was where it was like when we see him in the 6th century where the Catholic Church is vibing for any sort of like grip that they can have. And then they turn around and they say, oh, if you don't do this, the devil will eat your naked body and you'll shit bats out, which is in the Hieronymus Bosch painting. It's a guy shitting bats out that's getting eaten. And it's very interesting because it was a tool to constrict people. It was a tool to basically cattle-dog people and say, like, you should fear the devil. So as what I was showing tonight was that as we go through this entire thing, you see the devil just be somebody who's in scripture who's like, hello, I'm just out here, and then all of a sudden it's just like, if you don't trust God, you're gonna get your dick sucked by the devil. You know what I mean? It was very like
he's gonna chomp it off for you,
and the devil's not gonna kiss you afterwards. You know, like,
no kiss on the butthole for you.
But it was a way of controlling people, and I think that's what I really wanted to illustrate tonight was. How the devil has changed through tool use. The devil is a tool. And it scares me. And something that I couldn't touch on too much, and because we didn't really have a time, was the color blue. And I mentioned this quite a bit, but this might be for another podcast. If you guys want to have me back on, I will discuss.
I'm going to say something right now.
A few color changes.
I'm going to say something first. I think we should have this dude on again and finish it.
My name is Patrick.
Wait, okay, can we take the shot that we were not?
I already took my shot, and then I spilled it everywhere, and Patrick took a picture of it. So you should take your shot.
Oh.
Here she goes. Sipping on her flask, sucking on her coconut Red Bull, and I just can't wait. Okay, here's the thing I need to say right now.
This is Delilah. Thank you for turning in. You got a long drive home.
So he started blue. When did he turn up red?
Yeah, when did he turn up red?
That's another subject that we're going to talk about a little bit later on the Devil Podcast. We're just going to get into that. We're going to go back into Hieronymus Bosch. This is the number one most requested artist.
Thank you, Devil. This is Delilah. And
I'll tell you what. What I'm saying is, The whole concept of the devil turning blue or the use of the color blue is another subject I would love to talk about. So have me back on, and that's a whole other subject because I could talk about that for hours, if that's okay with you guys. And you better bring your trolley sour worms, spicy pickles. Fucking, I don't know what your poops look like. My God. Terrible. Yeah, I guess do you feel educated on the devil?
I feel halfway educated.
Well, what do you want to know? Because I'm not going anywhere. You'd ask me questions.
I feel like we can all discover together how devil went from the red dragon painting to fucking Betty Boop little butt
Oh, I found a Goya one.
Here we go.
A painting from 1788 by Goya depicting a priest perform an exorcism.
Swipe to the next Instagram slide.
Oh, shit. We never even talked about this on the Goya.
I can see he drew the moon on graph paper, so...
Okay.
I mean, like,
yeah. Do you...
Like straight up, like what is that? Like,
so,
and he says, "Smelly kid." Goya is apparently the smelly kid in the back of like fucking
talking about Tumblr anime. Fucking wait, I think we're learning a little bit about Pat tonight.
Yeah, I said one thing that was exposing, but it wasn't that bad. It's just 16-year-old.
was. What you were drawing on graph paper in the back of the class.
I never drew titties. We talked about this earlier. But I never drew titties.
Wow. Interesting you remember that. Oh. It's almost like a defensive mechanism.
I mean, it sounds like it, but I really didn't draw titties. I grew up in the age of the internet. Jenny McCarthy existed when I was growing up. Like, I was fine. I was set.
G4. Oh, wait. What was her? Skip? Next? Bob?
Well, Jamie Carter is very problematic now, but when I was a kid, she was not. I don't know.
She did the toilet seat.
Is that the girl from Nickelodeon?
No.
No, she's on MTV. She's the anti-vaxxer. We don't talk about her now.
She was hot. She was hot.
She's still, if you can get past all her bullshit, that's literally killing people.
Who is she?
Doesn't matter. This is not a Jenny McCarthy podcast. Right?
Yeah, can we just talk? Can we talk art history for once, guys? Come on.
I'm here, man. I'm here.
See, when I think of the devil and, like, the most significant or the most, like, when I think of him, I always think of...
This Goya painting?
No, not that one.
But do you think, are you telling us that you think about, like, the devil inhabiting a person?
Oh, you think of Baphomet.
That is also... I was actually curious why that never showed up in your...
Well, Baphomet is actually very interesting because it is the symbol of duality. Like, you'll notice that Baphomet is both male and female. There is male genitals and female genitals. There's congruity.
Whoa. This is why I'm glad we're doing this after dark version of the pod.
So Baphomet was a pagan deity that was taken and moved into basically being sort of like a satanic thing that was bad. Because if you go back and if you even look at Goya, which you can pull up a painting of Goya, which is very, very famous. If you just Google Goya devil, you'll find a literal goat around a bunch of women.
Yes, we'd covered that.
Yeah. He was being satiristic. Like he was it was satire about that.
He was satiring this classic picture.
Because it's almost silly being like people that worship a god.
Well,
right?
To be fair, Patrick, we don't know what's going on with Goya at the time because that was part of the black pink.
Yeah. But it's also it's why
he learned.
See, look at you. It's a lot of time, it's widely accepted that Goya was painting satirism to the fact that, like, people worship, like, a goat or something like that. If you look at Baphomet, there's congruity and there's also duality going on there. And so anytime you see Baphomet, it has breasts, also has a penis, which is supposed to be, like, the duality of, like, man and woman, right? There's also the congruity of the horns and of the torch on the top of his head.
When was the last time on this podcast we talked about a goat? What century was that?
I mean, we didn't talk about one.
The Pale Rider, oh, yeah. The Knight? What was that?
Like, I don't think we did it tonight.
No, we did.
Tonight the goat?
What other night?
Oh, the one with the pig face.
Oh, no, there was no goat in that one.
There was a goat.
No, there was.
With the rider.
No, I know what you're saying. It's not that. Here. What is this? What I got, yeah. No, there was no goat in that one.
Yes, there was, sir. Yes, there was, sir. Yes, there was, right there.
No, that is a pig's head.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, well, you know, you're the dummy. So, you know, we gotta, gotta make that. No, it's not like a, that was supposed to be like a silly pig's head.
Really?
Yeah. Now, there were goats.
Is there any way of discovering where the head of the goat came from here?
No, it's not a fucking Wu-Tang concert. That's a deep cut for my black metal fans out there. So, Wu-Tang throws, Wu-Tang... They're not around anymore, but Wu-Tang starts their shows by throwing a goat skull full of pig's blood out into the audience. And the health department shut them down. But so in case you're wondering.
Glad I'm here.
Wait. What's the origin of the goat?
So the goat, actually, I can't answer that. So, Sonia, do you want to feel that?
Mm-mm. I don't know where the goat came from either.
She's like,
So, when I first showed you the 6th century one of just a guy in a tunic, there really was no symbolism at the time for, like, anything bad. Now, there were, like, pagan religions, and there also were Greek and Roman religions. Obviously, like, Roman being something that stole from Greek religions, but there was one humanoid animal creature in Greek and Roman religions and pagan religions, and that was Pan. Pan was like the half goat, like he was like the
Chronicles
kind
of,
like,
of Narnia.
He was like the guy who's like,
yeah,
you know, yeah.
Chronicles
of
Narnia.
He had it was called a lyre. No. A lyre was like an old thing. I think it was just straight up a flute. I want to call it a lyre, but a lyre was like a. It's like a half harp, a quarter harp, an eighth harp. But anyways, Pan, he was like half goat, half man, and he had horns. And this was adopted very early on because he kind of was weird looking. I mean, really, at the end of the day, it boils down to people just wanted something weird looking. Like, it's not that a goat is evil, because everyone at the time had goats in their family that they relied on. It was just... Pan existed, so it's just grabbing
yeah. out of the air, like,
yeah,
what's evil?
It's kind of like when Simon,
honey, what's evil?
Yeah, like when Simon Cowell gets like Botox, it's like no one wants to talk about it, but like we know it's happening, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what it boils down to. Was it wasn't that goats were bad, it was just that. Pan was a half goat, half man with little horns. But then they made his horns bigger, and then they made him blue, and then they gave him this. And the next thing you know, it's just being like, I'm the devil, you know, like it grows out of proportions over the span of 1400 years, you know. So the whole idea of the devil coming blue to red is a whole other story, and that has to do about money, and it has to do about resources. And we could talk about that for an entire episode. In fact, I'll do another episode with you guys where we talk about three favorite colors of painting.
I forgot about that.
And you know what those colors are? Blue, white, and I guess the third one?
I already fucked up the second one.
So you want to guess the third most important color in art history? We got blue, white, and what is the third one?
No, think about it more. Celine, come on, it's going to make us look fucking stupid, please.
Is it not red or what?
It's gold.
It's not red?
It's gold.
What?
It's gold.
It's gold?
Gold.
Oh.
The three most important colors.
Selena, God fucking damn it.
And I'll tell you what. Gold? You know what? Invite me back on your podcast. I'll talk
to you. Can we do some kind of conclusion for the devil?
Jesus. The devil's not good. And if you're thinking of having premarital sex, don't do it. Okay? Just, like, make out for a bit. All my 13-year-old listeners.
And with that, Selena, close out the podcast for us.
Well, thanks for listening to another episode of Party
Girls.
Co-host is Dante, and our guest today was Patrick. He did a great job. Got us super excited for the next time we'll have him.
Plug all your plug. You made it. You survived.
Hey, guys. Check me out on Twitch. I'm streaming at paymoneywubby.com. I'm on YouTube as PewDiePie. Hit me up on Discord. My name is XQC. If you guys want to check out my daytime television show, it's ellendegenerates.org. And then if you want to see any sort of halftime Super Bowl show I'm doing, I'm Beyonce. Thank you guys for having me on.